Gary Amick, that 4-4 in the championship, you're unbeaten now to date, and you look forward to a quarter final position. It was tight out there at times, but you finished up with a 5-point gap in the end, 2-11 to McCool's 12 points. And you'll be happy with that, Gary?
Yeah, just really good, Maureen. Suppose, you know, the hard thing to do is we had a good performance and result against four masters. It's hard to do it back-to-back, you know, and that was the challenge today, coming in today. Could we put big performances back-to-back coming into this? And we did, you know, and just it took a wild effort. So we did, you know, the boys are on a wild high leaving there now. So I'm really glad we have 2 weeks to bring them back down again, you know, because they're in a good place. And it's good to have that emotion and that adrenaline flowing through you, because, you know, sport gives you opportunities, gives you wild highs like that, but it can just cut you down, like, you know, it could cut us down as quick the next day.
Yeah, listen, you had a cracking opening first couple of minutes. A goal from Dahi really set you off, and then another point quickly after, like, that left you 1-1 up maybe in the first 2 minutes of the game.
It helped us settle well, you know, into the game. You know, you know sometimes you need nearly the first quarter to settle in the games, but that actually helped us settle, and we actually found our feet well then. Suddenly then, as you said, you're 1-1 or 1-2 on the board, and suddenly everyone wants to get on the ball, and every man's showing for the ball. It worked really well for us.
Yeah, and you went in at the break, and coming out in the second half, really it was the goal that separated the sides for a long time.
Yeah, and suppose, you listen, we knew McCool's were going to come away a lot after half-time, and it was important, suppose, that we matched that, and we did manage to match it after half-time with them. And, you know, I just thought the way that we used five subs coming off the bench there, you know, we're lucky, more in that sense. We have probably, like, there's a couple of lads actually didn't get on today because you only use five, and they're pushing really hard. We have a really strong squad. We're in a good place at the minute, so we are boys pushing to get into the 20, and then the 20's trying to get into the 15, and the 15's trying to hold their jersey, you know, and makes training's really competitive at the minute, and that's probably evident in our performance today and the last day against four masters. You know, you can see training coming out in them.
Yeah, listen, it's hard not to mention Oisin Gallen. He registered 6 points out there today, but it was unclear whether or not he would start. Gary, it's hard to prepare for a match, you know, going into a match like this, you looking for a one, of course, and a place in the quarterfinals, like, and not knowing whether or not he's going to play, and then it ends up that he does start.
Yeah, listen, you know, all we could do all week was prepare for him, you know, and if he didn't play, it was a bonus for us, you know, but we were prepared for him to come into the game, and he's the best forward in Donegal, you know, and Sean Collin did really well on today, but, you know, as you said, he's already come back from injury, and I know Oisin well from coaching him, the under-20s, and he's a really good lad, so he is, and, you know, he has the ability to absolutely destroy you. He destroyed us in the Donal Park last year, absolutely tore us to shreds, so he did, you know, and it was, I suppose, important for our boys to try and come back today and not let that happen 2 years in a row.
Yeah, and McCool's had Oisin Gallen, but of course you had Michael Murphy in there. He had an immense second half performance last week. You spoke about the four masters game. You came from 7 points down. Murphy scoring 1-5 of that 2-9, and again today registering 6 points, but he was all over the field again and had a clear dominance over most of the play.
He's like that one morning. I'm sure you heard of, he's like a fine wine. He's really getting better with age. So he is, you know. He's really smart, intelligent footballer. You know, he always was. But I think, you know, even as he's grown up in years now, he's coaching our minors, and he's even developed himself, I think, from a mental capacity and coaching on the field. He's taken it to another level. And I think we're lucky that our young lads have them. You know, we have a nice spread there. We have about 3 or 4 boys over 30, and then we have lots of 18, 19, 20-year-olds around those lads who are able to give us the energy.
Yeah, listen, I would have to note at this stage of the competition, you missed some of the big contenders. You go in now, you'll welcome the week's break, no doubt. You go into a quarter final, the draw will not be made till next weekend's games are through. But is there anybody at this stage, you know, that you wouldn't want to meet?
Yeah, listen, you know, as you said there, you know, we played 3 Division 2 teams, so we did, and then McCool's Division 1 teams. That was the biggest test we got today, and they got to the semi-final last year, you know, and probably felt themselves they could have beat Guido on that day. So those are huge, I suppose, feller in the cap for our boys to know that they're able to beat a team that got into the last 4 last year. So listen, we'll just take whoever we get. We'll get around the grounds next weekend and make a few notes and see who comes out in the hut.